Now to news about the Bush administration's controversial warrantless wiretapping program. Today, the Justice Department announced it has agreed to let an independent court oversee the program. That's a reversal. The Bush administration has long argued it did not need court approval. But at the White House today, spokesman Tony Snow suggested that domestic spying will continue.
What happens is that the program pretty much continues. The program continues. And the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court has put together its guidelines and its rules, and those have met administration concerns about speed and agility when it comes to responding to bits of intelligence where you may be able to save American lives.
That's White House spokesman Tony Snow. And here to help us sort through what's changing and what's not is NPR's Mary Louise Kelly. Mary Louise, why don't you give us a little more detail on what exactly the Justice Department announced today?
Sure. I mean, in my impression, what they've announced is a bit of a concession to critics of the Bush administration. What we've seen over the year or so since it was revealed that the National Security Agency has been eavesdropping on Americans' phone calls without court oversight, is we've seen many members of Congress, legal scholars, privacy rights advocates, et cetera, come out and say, look, you need to submit this program to court review. The Bush administration has said it doesn't need to. And today they've come out and said, all right, we're going to have a turnaround here. We're going to do it. We're going to submit to court review. Apparently the breakthrough came about a week ago. This is when the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, we just heard Tony Snow mention, this is the relevant court here, authorized the National Security Agency, the NSA, to monitor communications in and out of the U.S. And they underlined again, there has to be probable cause. There has to be some sort of reason to believe that at least one of the people being monitored is al-Qaeda or has links to a terrorist group. But in other words, the FISA court now does have authority in terms of monitoring this program.
The administration's argument up until now has been that going through the FISA court to get approval for these wiretaps would be too cumbersome, that it would jeopardize national security. So what's happened to that argument?
Right. The Bush administration, as you say, has long said we don't need court approval. And their reason for doing that was not that they had a problem per se with the courts. They said all along it would be nice if we could bring the courts into this, but they have been worried about having the speed and agility that intelligence officials say they need in order to go after terrorists in a timely way without waiting around for a warrant. Now, whether in fact that was the way that this program needed to work has been hotly debated on Capitol Hill and in other places. The administration today, we got a briefing from senior Justice Department officials saying, we're now satisfied. Changes have been made. We will have the speed and agility we need. They would not go into specifics on what exactly those changes are.
And you mentioned something happened within the last week or so. Is that what's behind the timing? This program has been in effect since 2001.
Right. And the White House says that they have been working for 2 years now in order to bring about this change and have court review over the program. They say that they're not succumbing to political pressure in any way. But again, it has been this question of speed and agility that's now been resolved. I've been making a few phone calls this afternoon to members of Congress, and they say they see other factors at play, that it's not a coincidence that this change is being announced as Democrats take over Congress. I just was speaking to Jane Harman, who was until recently the senior Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. She's actually authored legislation that would bring about this change and bring this program under FISA supervision. And she was saying, I don't know exactly what's behind the administration's move, but perhaps they figured they had enough fights on their hand with Congress. They decided, let's not pick another one here. We're not going to be able to win this one with a Democratic Congress. Let's settle it and take a little bit of the steam out of the political battle that we were sure to see develop. I mean, we have heard just recently our new Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, saying she wants to investigate this program. We heard that from the chairs of the Intelligence Committee in both the Senate and the House. So clearly, the administration was going to face a battle. Maybe they decided to spend their energy elsewhere.
Well, with the FISA court now having oversight of this program, is that enough to satisfy the many critics of this program, both inside Congress and outside, or do they still have some fundamental problems here?
That remains to be seen. I mean, most of the reaction we've heard so far from the Hill has been welcoming this move. Many Democrats saying it's long overdue, but in their view, at least there is now at least a second branch of government involved in overseeing this program. But we have heard statements already this afternoon, the chairs of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee saying they still plan to investigate this program. They're still going to conduct very active oversight over it. And there are still questions about a separate move over whether to modernize FISA to bring it into the 21st century. This is a 1978 law. It's been updated several times since September 11th, in fact, but there are still questions about whether it needs updating, and there will still be questions from members of Congress over whether they know enough about how this program works in order to sufficiently make those changes. Up to now, still, it's only the intelligence committees that have been briefed. Clearly, the Judiciary Committee would like to hear a little bit more still about the details of this program.
Very briefly, Mary Louise, the notion has been that this is a secret program. Any sense that there would be fewer calls monitored now that it's under foreign the
No sense at all. It sounds like the details of the program and how it actually operates remain unchanged.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly, thanks very much.
You're welcome.